It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, and I am so excited to welcome back the one and only Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's good to chat with you, Jackie. How you doing? How you living? What's life like? Catch me up.
All right. I mean, listen, life is good. Now I'm talking to you. So thank you for being on the show again. Jacoby, the band just keeps delivering amazing material, with the latest being this heartfelt song, Leave a Light On, Take Away the Dark, from your Ego Trip album. And you've called this song a gift. Where did this song come from? And were you trying to write to this particular theme, or did something just spark with the music and an idea?
The song started on acoustic guitar and ended on acoustic guitar. Usually, sometimes they start on acoustic and then it's like they turn into these big old rowdy rock and roll songs. Well, this one was different. It had a totally different feel. And, you know, as a writer, it's always about the evolution. And we knew we were onto something special when we started this one. Now, getting into the lyric of the song, I guess my evolution and my growth as a human, as a writer, as a creator, but also as a father, has really influenced, you know, the direction of where the music is going. And as my older sons were peeling away and going to college and, you know, jumping out there into the great wide world, I wanted to write something that was just like this message to my boys, like, no matter what goes on out there, good, bad, or ugly, you know, just know I'm always here, no matter what. And, you know, I've had men express that same message to me and pick me up out of the dark, you know what I mean? And I've had that. I've been on the giving and receiving of that, right? Where it's like, I need help, and I've had people around me, you know, and I just wanted my boys to know, like, when it gets crazy out there, like, don't be afraid. Pick up that phone. Let's have a chat. Let's talk through this madness, you know? And so, yeah, it's a beautiful song. And it's, you know, especially with the cause that we've connected with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the work we're doing with them and just the amazing work they've done for the people, you know, it's a great pairing, and it's popping off, and I'm really just so grateful for that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Jacoby Shaddix from P. Roach with us. As promised, right now I've got your chance of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch, Whiplash, and KLOS presenting their show at the Honda Center on Friday, September 6th. Tickets are on sale. Also on the bill, Marilyn Manson, Slaughter to Prevail. Text the word FMJ to 68683 right now for your chance at two tickets. Good luck. Coming up next, music from Metallica and more with Jacoby Shaddix. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jacoby Shaddix from P. Roach on the show with us this week. And we were talking about Leave a Light On. And one of the great things about this song, through your social media, you've shared some of the fan testimonials of how your music has helped many in times of crisis. There's a lot of empathy in your music, and I was wondering if you ever considered counseling others or had gone deeper in studying on mental health, given that a number of your songs speak to healing and the human condition. You seem to have a genuine grasp for it.
Yeah, I feel like I just have this intuitive nature about myself when it comes to walking through, dealing with some feelings and some darker feelings. And, you know, I've had some experience in those spaces and clawing my way out of those places. And, you know, it's after, you know, living in the dark for so long at points in my life, it's like to be on the other side and to see that I can live a hopeful life. It's a beautiful thing, you know? And so I've been able to help other men and people that have been in struggle. And I think that's one of my gifts, I guess, I've been blessed with or whatnot. But as far as like studying and stuff like that, my sister she just got her master's in psychology. And so we have a lot of talks about, you know, what she's learning and stuff like that. And it's like cross-referencing with her and like just tripping out on like how, I guess, just life experience. I've learned so many of the tools that they learned in the class that it's like, hey, you never know, man. There might be a column or something I write one day, you know, but it's just about who's immediately around me. And if somebody's in need, you know, I'm willing to drop everything and like throw down and help out.
Jacoby Shaddix with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Right now, a tune from Corey Taylor's CMF2. This is We Are the Rest. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jacoby from Papa Roach on the show with us this week. Jacoby, Leave a Light On is the band's 12th active rock chart topper, with the band inching up the charts and sneaking up a little closer on your pals in Shinedown. Were you someone who followed the radio charts growing up? And what does it mean to you to see your name right alongside some of the biggest hard rock hit makers in history? Does it give you any competitive fire?
Oh, I'm definitely competitive as hell. That's just my nature. Early on in the career, rock charts didn't matter. I just wanted to play rock shows. I just wanted to be in front of people playing music and connecting. And then as, the years have gone on and, we've experienced some of those highs, it's like, all right, now let's see what's going on in the lay of the land of music. And, so now more lately, I'm not gonna lie, I've been watching the charts, it used to not really matter to me, but now it's like we're having successes. And I think it's like, oh, now that we're having successes, this is pretty cool. Hold on, I might want to put some gas on this. And so, yeah, it's like I pay attention to it a bit more now. And, I'm stoked I'm still in the game, straight up.
Jacoby Shaddix with us. Join us again tomorrow night for the Tuesday night edition of Whiplash. Jacoby will be back with us. More music from Papa Roach, Metallica, Motorhead, and of course another chance at Five Finger Death Punch tickets. It's Full Metal Jackie. And hey, KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown Friday, June 21st at the Honda Center, featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It'll be an epic night of rock. Tickets on sale now at HondaCenter.com. Thank you for joining me for the Monday night edition of Whiplash. I'm Full Metal Jackie. I'm here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And check out the Whiplash page at 955KLOS.com to find out about who's going to be on the show, what tickets we're going to be giving away. And of course, you can check out podcasts of literally every single interview I've ever done here on the show. Going to leave you off with new music from Pearl Jam. This is Dark Matter on Whiplash. See ya. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jacoby Shaddix of P. Roach on the show with us. And Jacoby, I got to ask you about this. In one of your year-end videos, you spoke about being thankful and recalled initially buying a guitar to start your music career, only to have it stolen. So you decided it'd be cheaper just to be a singer. What initially sold you on being a singer? Was there a turning point where you realized, yeah, this is the right move? And any regrets on not sticking with guitar?
So story goes, right? I'm on the football field. I meet what would become our drummer, Dave Buckner. We're playing football together. He's a drummer. I'm a drummer. I'm like, oh, snap, let's put our drum sets together and just make one big drum set. So we started going hanging out with him at school, after school, and he was so much of a better drummer than I was. I was like, all right, I'm gonna be able to go buy a bass guitar. So I bought a bass guitar, was ripping that for a minute, and then while I was at work, somebody stole it out the back of my truck. And so Dave was just like, dude, be a singer. And I didn't want to be a singer because I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, it's free. And so I just took my bass amp, bought a microphone, and it's like the rest is history. It wasn't really like planned out and intentional. It just kind of like I fell into that space, and come to find out, that's exactly where I was supposed to be. And so, yes, thank you to whoever stole my bass guitar back in like 1994 or whatever year that was. Changed my life.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. More with Jacoby Shaddix coming up right now. Five Finger Death Punch tickets, as promised. They're playing at the Honda Center on Friday, September 6th, along with Marilyn Manson and Slaughter to Prevail. Tickets are on sale. Text the word FMJ to 68683 right now for your chance at two tickets, furnished by Live Nation. Good luck. Up next, music from the Crow soundtrack, the original Crow movie, which is being remade, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. It kind of hurts my soul. It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach on the show with us this week. And Jacoby, let's talk more about Leave a Light On. While proceeds from the song have been helping the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, your friend Chris Daughtry recently stepped up to lend his proceeds for your joint live cover of Scars to the AFSP as well. Can you talk about getting Chris on that song and what it means to see your peers continually embracing your music?
Oh, it was totally organic how that came together. We were on our, somebody in the band was like, yo, dude, I heard Chris is coming out to the show tonight. I was like, oh, hold up, I'm going to holler at him. And I was like, hold on, before I call him, I was like, hey, guys, what do you think, like, if I just see if he wants to come sing Stars with us tonight? And the guys were like, oh, dude, yes, let's have him up. So I call him, I'm like, yo, dude, what do you think about coming to sing Stars with us tonight? And he was like, oh, say less, I'm into it. And so he pulls up and like last minute, right? Traffic's crazy, barely makes it in time, gets backstage. Jerry, myself, and Chris, we run through it once acoustically backstage. Then we go on stage, play it. He sang the out of it. He just killed it. He's such a skillful, amazing rock singer. And then a couple days later, you know, the crowd loved it, whatever. We put it up on social media, it went viral, and I was like, hold on, I gotta go back and listen to the performance of it. And so I go back and listen to the performance of it, and he just crushed it. Where I hit him up, I'm like, hey, dude, do you mind if we, what do you think about putting a mix on this thing and maybe putting it out? And he's like, well, you know, send it to me, let me approve it, you know? So we put a mix on it, send it to him, and he's like, oh, dude, we definitely got to put this out. And so the proceeds from that live version are going to American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and Chris was definitely stoked to be part of that. And I got nothing but love and respect for that man, just as a human being, but also as a writer and a creator, and yeah, just a great dude, man. And so, shout out to Chris Daughtry for coming up and suiting up and showing up and ripping that one with us.
Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach with us right now. The live version of Scars from Papa Roach featuring Chris Daughtry on Whiplash.
So we're gonna do a little something right now. It's a song called Scars.
It's Whiplash, a 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jacoby from Papa Roach with us. And Jacoby, in one of the band's recent videos, everyone shared their favorite metal song. What is it about Slipknot's duality that made it your choice? And also, without having to fit into what Papa Roach's sound is, do you have a favorite metal vocal that you wish you could have been the one to deliver?
Oh, dude, I mean, duality on both of those, straight up. Like, I've been a huge Slipknot fan for so many years, and I remember when they dropped that song and I saw the video, and it was like this more melodic kind of version of Slipknot that was, you know, poking its head through, but still maintaining that brutally just heavy riffage of what they're known for. And Corey, just what a super dynamic vocalist. He can take it from just the deepest death growls to this just beautiful melodies. And he's one of those guys that he definitely sets the bar high when it comes to metal vocals, you know? So I'd say, I mean, duality is just something, there's just something special about that track. Every time I see him play it live, I'm just like, I always catch myself singing along. That's the one for me, you know? And as far as like a metal vocal that I wish I could have cut, I mean, come on, duality, it's done. That thing is just, like I said, it's just it's a cool dynamic of that melodic Corey with that super guttural, savage version of Corey.
Jacoby from Papa Roach with us. And thank you so much for being on the show. I love having you, and it's been just so amazing to see everything that the band has been doing. And Papa Roach also always seems to be in the middle of something. Ego Trip continues to thrive, and I know there's talk of doing something for Infest's 25th anniversary next year. What is currently on the plate for 2024 for Papa Roach? Is there any time off, or has there been a start on the next album?
Yeah, so 2024 is just pulling the slingshot back for 2025. We're writing new music. We've gone into the studio 3 times now so far, and we got about 7 pieces of music. 4 of them are finished up. One of the sessions we went in and we were like, let's just go write the heaviest, most savage, insane, brutally just out there Papa Roach. And we went and wrote this track that's just, it's so savage. And it's fun. I love this like creative process that we go through and digging and finding what we can do creatively. And so this year is just about, you know, what can we, where can we go creatively and experiment and find what we're gonna, you know, what direction we're pushing this thing. And I love that process. And so, you know, 2025 is gonna be a big year for us. And so we're not doing any tour during 24. And so just gearing up for that 2025. 25th anniversary of our first album, Infest. We'll be dropping a bunch of new music, and we got a book as well that we're going to be dropping in 2025. It tells the story of the early years of Infest, and from like 1994 to like, let's say 2002. It tells that story. And it's told from many standpoints, all the band members, A&Rs, other musicians. And so really cool. We got a lot of things in store, and just, you know, it's fun being creative when we're away from the road. So I definitely am starting to miss the road, but I look forward to it. 2025 is going to be a big one.
Awesome. Can't wait for all the great things to come. And Jacoby, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, Jackie, for real, you know I got love for you. Appreciate what you do. Shout out to many more years of metal excellence to you, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks for hanging out with me for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Don't forget, the KLOS name game is back for season 4. Your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash happens every weekday at 7 and 9 and then 3, 4 and 5. Gonna leave you off this week with Armored Saint, who are playing with Queensryche at House of Blues Anaheim tomorrow night. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. See ya.